From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headline. Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno expects 10 million foreign tourist arrivals clock in 2023. United Nations Human Rights Chief warns Sudan chaos ripe for exploitation. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan and Peruvian Foreign Trade and Tourism Minister Juan Carlos Mathew Salazar launched negotiations on the Indonesia-Peru Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement on Tuesday. Hasan said in a written statement received in Brunei Darussalam on Tuesday, Indonesia hopes this agreement will significantly benefit both the people of Indonesia and Peru, as well as encourage sustainable economic growth in the Asian and South American regions. The two ministers virtually signed the script of the joint ministerial statement on the launch of the negotiations towards a comprehensive economic partnership agreement between Indonesia and Peru, marking the commencement of negotiations. Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno at the 2023 Indonesia Retail Summit event in Jakarta on Tuesday expressed optimism Indonesia's international tourist arrivals would reach 10 million in 2023, surpassing the targeted figure of 8.5 million. Minister Uno expects tourists to buy products from Indonesia's modern retailers. To this end, he encouraged retailers to boost promotion by using social media, among others. He noted that people's movements are highly influenced by retailers' promotions and events. Thus, household consumption, which is the biggest contributor to economic growth, could continue to be boosted. Next, we have Bali that received 200,000 doses of rabies vaccine from the Australian Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry on Tuesday. Bali Deputy Governor Cokorda Oka Arta Ardana Sukawati on Tuesday expressed his gratitude for the vaccine assistance, as Bali is a priority region for the handling of rabies cases. So far, Bali provincial government has carried out public education, vaccination, elimination, surveillance, movement, and population control of rabies-transmitting animals. Moving on to the international news, Myanmar authorities have arrested nearly 150 Rohingya suspected of trying to flee the country, an official told AFP on Tuesday. The mainly Muslim Rohingya are seen in Myanmar as interlopers from Bangladesh. They are denied citizenship and require permission to travel. The military launched a crackdown on Rohingya in 2017, and thousands now risk their lives each year making perilous journeys from camps in Bangladesh and Myanmar to reach Muslim-majority Malaysia and Indonesia. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, has expressed grave concerns that other opportunistic armed groups and militias could exploit the current instability in Sudan, underlined by impunity, to escalate violence even further. Turk decried the disastrous, senseless war born out of a wanton drive for power that has ravaged the country, resulting in thousands of deaths, the destruction of homes, schools, hospitals, and vital services, widespread displacement, and sexual violence that may amount to war crimes. Next, we have the International Criminal Court that should prosecute Taliban leaders for a crime against humanity for denying education and employment to Afghan girls and women. The United Nations Special Envoy for Global Education said, Gordon Brown told a virtual UN press conference on the second anniversary of the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan on Tuesday that its rulers are responsible for the most egregious, vicious, and indefensible violation of women's rights and girls' rights in the world today. We end the news with Speaker of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Bambang Susatyo, who stated, The war between Russia and Ukraine showed national defense and security must be interpreted as a holistic and multidimensional concept. Susatyo made the statement at the 2023 Assembly Annual Session and the 2023 Joint Session of the Indonesian House of Representatives and Regional Representative Council in Jakarta on Wednesday. The Assembly Speaker noted that first, Indonesia as a sovereign country must have strong and professional military capability. Second, he reminded that state defense and security also include an economic dimension. Third, as part of the global community, Indonesia needs to enhance its free and active foreign policy role, get along closely with all nations, without needing to side with one of them. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is today's commentary on 78 years of Indonesian independence and Dutch official recognition. I'm Dolat Pane. After the dropping of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki on August 6 and 9, 1945, the Asia-Pacific War, which was part of the Second World War, ended. This momentum then marked the beginning of the rise of countries in Asia and Africa fighting for independence from colonialism. On August 17, 1945, Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta represented the Indonesian nation to proclaim independence. Even though the Japanese, who occupied Indonesia at that time, had already lost the war, it was not easy for the freedom fighters to be able to immediately proclaim Indonesia's independence. In historical records, the road to the proclamation was colored by events full of intrigue, conflict, and heroic actions, up to maturity and togetherness involving young people and old people. This year, ahead of the 78th anniversary of independence, Indonesia received a special gift in the form of an official statement from the Dutch government through Prime Minister Mark Rutte, which acknowledged fully and unconditionally that Indonesia independent from the Netherlands on August 17, 1945. This official statement is the first from the Dutch government after 78 years. Maybe, for some people, this statement is no longer significant because for 78 years, Indonesia has shown itself as an independent country that is developing rapidly. In fact, Indonesia has had diplomatic relations and cooperated with the Netherlands in various fields as an equal partner for decades. But the Dutch official statement recognizing Indonesian independence is still a good thing and encouraging. It is hoped that this will have an impact on the rights of the people of Indonesia, which have been confiscated and plundered by the Dutch during the 350 years of colonialism. The official statement from the government of the Kingdom of the Netherlands is suiting, as well as providing firmness and clarity on what it means to be independent and sovereign from the shackles of colonialism. Referring to the slogan of 78 years of Indonesian independence in 2023, "Keep moving forward, Indonesia." The official statement of the Dutch royal government is an additional energy to show that the Indonesian nation is growing and advancing. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with an event on August 16, 1945 about Rengas Dengklok incident. Rengas Dengklok incident was a kidnapping incident by a number of youths including Sukarni, Wikana, Aidit, and Hairul Saleh from Menteng 31 Association against the first Indonesian President and Vice President Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta. Sukarno and Hatta were taken to Rengas Dengklok, Karawang, West Java to be later urged to hasten the proclamation of independence of the Republic of Indonesia. Facing this pressure, Sukarno and Hatta remained in their position to proclaim Indonesian independence on August 17, 1945. Moving on to August 16, 1977, about the death of Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley is an American singer and actor. He was nicknamed the King of Rock and Roll and recognized as the world's most influential figure in the field of 20th century culture. Elvis Presley died at his residence in Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee on August 16, 1977 at the age of 42. He left a musical legacy that is still influential today. We end today in history with August 16, 2015 about Trigana airplane crash. On August 16, 2015, an ATR-42 cargo plane owned by Trigana Air Service had an accident in the Bintang Mountains, Papua Province, Indonesia. The plane lost contact about 34 minutes after taking off from Sentani Airport, Jayapura. The plane carried cargo and 56 passengers, including the crew. After an intensive search, fragments and debris from the plane were found at high altitude in the mountainous region. All passengers and crew on board were declared dead in this accident. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
terjebak dalam jerat mengikat, namun tekadnya takkan bebas. Temukan diri dalam dunia tak terkira oha. Semua mati dan menghilang terlalu pagi. Temukanlah jalan panjang semakin lama.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Industrial Ministry of Indonesia played an active role in promoting the growth of technology developed by domestic industries, one of which is the participation at national and international exhibition that is believed can be the reason to develop cooperation and expansion the market range. It was stated by the Secretary of the Director General of Metal, Machinery and Transportation Equipment Industry, Yan Sibarang Tandiyeli, in Jakarta on Saturday, when giving the appreciation for Indonesia Drone Expo exhibition on August 10th and 12th, 2023. According to Yan, those exhibitions are so helpful in developing the local drone industry, because in this exhibition framework, there is a business matching that will result in cooperation agreement between several drone industries in Indonesia. Besides that, a drone manufacturer from Indonesia and one from Japan make a comprehensive collaboration to export Indonesia domestic drone production to the international market and directly sign 40 units drone procurement agreement. Yan has strongly stated that the government should be committed to support the drone industry because they are already in line with digital transformation in every economic aspect. It has the same direction with making Indonesia 4.0 as the priority program, and thus domestic drone industry can be developed further and be more innovative and locally competitive.
Di wajahmu tercermin sebuah ragu setelah sekian lama mencoba saling jaga. Bermata cerminan cinta yang kini kusam dan hampa. Masihkah berharga rindu dan rasa bila hanya mampu sesatkan kalbu? Masihkah tersisa kenangan kita bila yang
Voice of Indonesia.
Breathing fresh air accompanied by green scenery may be your dream vacation. Ramang-ramang may also be the right location for you. It is a landscape area in the form of a cluster of karst mountains located in Selenrang Village, Bontoa District, Maros Regency, South Sulawesi. This karst area is integrated with the Maros Pangkep karst area. This karst area is now given special protection because of its natural preservation conditions. A village inhabited by less than 10 families is right in the middle of this karst cluster. Houses on stilts made of wood stand tall and several points in this area. Planting rice, taking care of livestock, and guiding tourists around the village are the daily activities of the local people. Besides enjoying the cool air around this area, you can also visit several caves located around the village. If you want to enjoy the beauty of the karst area and its surroundings longer, the village community provides homestays with quite complete facilities. You can also follow the daily activities of the people. To arrive at the village of the Ramang-Ramang tourism area, you have to take an hour drive from Makassar City by road and then continue by renting a small boat or motorized canoe. There are three piers available to support your trip to this tourism village area so that you don't have to worry about running out of boats. The trip on the boat will not be boring because you will be spoiled by the cool breezy and karst stones that are naturally located on your right and left. Don't forget to bring a camera to capture your exciting moments at Ramang-Ramang, that Indonesian wonder.
Mendengar di taman
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Kota Bukit Tinggi. Di Kota Bukit Tinggi, which means in the city of Bukit Tinggi. So stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Sebuah Menara Jam. Sebuah Menara Jam, which means a clock tower. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sortauli, Chris' friend in a vlog community. Sortauli tells Chris about Jam Gadang as the icon of Bukit Tinggi City. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kata orang, Jam Gadang adalah ikon kota Bukit Tinggi. Apa itu Jam Gadang?
Jam Gadang merupakan sebuah menara jam.
Besok kita ke sana.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Jam Gadang merupakan sebuah menara jam. Jam Gadang merupakan sebuah menara jam, which means Jam Gadang is a clock tower. Jam Gadang, which means big clock. Merupakan, merupakan, which means is. Sebuah, sebuah, which means a. Menara, menara, which means tower. Jam, jam, which means clock. Kata orang, which means people say. Ikon, ikon, which means icon. Besok, besok, which means tomorrow. Kesana, kesana, which means there. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Jam Gadang merupakan sebuah menara jam. Jam Gadang merupakan sebuah menara jam, which means Jam Gadang is a clock tower. In the sentence, there is an indefinite word, sebuah, sebuah, which means a. It is used to state the number of an object that follows it. For example, sebuah menara jam. Sebuah menara jam, which means a clock tower. In the sentence, the word sebuah, which means a, states the clock tower is one. Let's listen to the other examples to use the word sebuah in other sentences. Chris menulis dengan sebuah pena. Chris menulis dengan sebuah pena, which means Chris writes with a pen. Sortauli makan sebuah mangga. Sortauli makan sebuah mangga, which means Sortauli eats a mango. Jam Gadang is the main icon of Bukit Tinggi City, West Sumatra Province. This height is about 26 meters. Jam Gadang means big clock. The machine type of Jam Gadang is the same as the clock machine of Big Ben in London. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kata orang, Jam Gadang adalah ikon kota Bukit Tinggi. Apa itu Jam Gadang?
Jam Gadang merupakan sebuah menara jam.
Besok kita ke sana.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Dan telah sirna, ku ingin Of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, we present to you a traditional song called Re Ayore from East Java. The song Re Ayore was arranged by Is Haryanto. The song popularized by Didi Kempot is about the enthusiasm of young people on Saturday night. Although they don't have money left, they still can be happy with their friends. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from East Java entitled Re Ayore by Didi Kempot. Happy listening.
Malam Minggu akan di pasar dan
Masih yang
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia.
Thank you. sing ka amban sapa sapa kuwi sapa sapa sing ka gendang sapa sing ka amban sayang sayang kuwi sapa
Voice of Indonesia.